the engineer, and the deadly Amtrak derailment.
Clearly, he was reckless and irresponsible.
His lawyer defends him.
Has absolutely no recollection of the incident.
Boston Marathon jury weighs punishment.
On 17 counts that carry a possible death sentence.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. We know what happened. We don't know why. Philadelphia's mayor sums it up at the scene of the deadly Amtrak derailment. The train was going 106 miles an hour into a curve where the speed limit was 50.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that you obviously have to be careful going into what is generally referred to as an S-curve.
Mayor Michael Nutter says the train's speed Tuesday night was insanity. At least seven people died. More than 200 were hurt in the worst train wreck in this country in almost 7 years. NTSB investigator Robert Sumwalt tells CBS This Morning.
We hope to be able to interview the engineer very soon. That's certainly a high priority for us, but he's got to be mentally and physically able to do it when he is interviewed.
The engineer was 32-year-old New Yorker Brandon Bostian. He did apply the emergency brake just before the derailment, but his attorney Robert Goggin tells ABC News he has no recollection of the disaster.
He remembers driving the train. He remembers going to that area generally. Has absolutely no recollection of the incident or anything unusual. The next thing he recalls is being thrown around, coming to, finding his bag, getting his cell phone, and dialing 911.
A man who knows Bostian and lives near him is surprised he's at the center of all this.
Very personal guy. Very nice, responsible. I never had a negative thought about him.
CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the derailment scene.
Amtrak has been in the process of installing mandated technology that would have allowed it to slow down a speeding train. The NTSB told me had that technology been installed here, it likely could have prevented this type of accident.
Well, more details about those who died are coming out. One was a Wells Fargo executive. Another was CEO of an education startup. 20-year-old Justin Zemser was a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman. His mother, Susan, paid tribute yesterday.
He was wonderful. He was absolutely wonderful. Everybody looked up to my son.
For young Mark Gildersleeve, there are only questions this morning.
My name is Mark Gildersleeve. Please help me find my dad.
His father, Bob, was on the train and is missing. Mark's grandfather wants answers, too.
It's very frustrating, guys. Very. Not that they're not trying. But trying and coming up empty, you don't do it.
Well, the family is circulating photos and information about Gildersleeve as crews continue to work on the scene of the derailment. A new government report says two Secret Service agents were more likely than not impaired by alcohol when they drove their vehicle into a secure White House area earlier this year. The two agents spent about 5 hours at a bar that day for a retirement party. One agent is on administrative leave. The other has now announced his own retirement.
The retirement of this one agent is a small step towards accountability within the Secret Service.
Ronald Kessler has written books about the Secret Service and says the agency still needs a leadership overhaul. On Capitol Hill, the House has voted to stop the NSA's mass collection of telephone records.
The House vote was overwhelming, 338 to 88, for this bill that would end the National Security Agency program that's collected data on every telephone call in America. But in the Senate, it looks like a majority may vote to extend that program, now set to expire June 1st. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Well, now to Boston, where CBS's Heather Bosch tells us the marathon bomber's life in prison or death fate is in the hands of the jury.
Johar Tsarnaev was convicted on 17 charges that carry a possible death sentence, so there are 17 chances he could get the death penalty. But it would only take one juror to say no, and Tsarnaev would get a life sentence on that count, and they move on to the next. Legal experts say in a complex case like this, deliberations could take days. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Boston.
A new study suggests a vitamin might lower the risk for people who suffer from the most common and treatable forms of skin cancer. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
One group took a form of vitamin B3 for 1 year and the other a placebo. After 1 year, the group that took the vitamin had a 23% reduction in skin cancer recurrence. That's a big effect.
The Australian study did not involve melanoma, the most deadly form of the disease. The government's got a new labeling plan for foods that are free of genetically modified ingredients. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, many companies use labels and certification from a nonprofit industry group, but this would be the first government plan to label foods as being free of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Companies would pay for the right to say their products are USDA process verified. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack reportedly outlined the plan in a letter to employees. That letter says that one major company asked for it, more want it, and it will happen soon. Steve?
Well, Honda has joined Nissan and Toyota expanding its recall of vehicles with Takata airbags. This is for a new problem, leaks that can happen causing a rupture. Earlier recalls centered on inflators that can explode with too much force. Honda's recall involves about 5 million vehicles. Overseas, still no clues about the fate of a U.S. Marine helicopter that disappeared Tuesday in Nepal. Six Marines and two Nepalese were on board. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. military says finding the missing helicopter and its crew is a priority, as is continuing the earthquake relief effort. Marine aircraft flew 29 hours in the latest attempt to accomplish both missions. There's been no sign of the missing helicopter, but they rescued dozens more earthquake survivors and are still dropping supplies.
In the Philippines, a criminal investigation's been opened into a factory fire that killed at least 72 people. Many workers were trapped on a second floor where iron bars sealed off windows. Australian officials are giving actor Johnny Depp till the end of the week to get his two dogs out of the country or they'll be euthanized. Depp allegedly smuggled the two Yorkshire Terriers in. He's there to film the fifth installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, is it the end for a man of many voices on TV?
Excellent. This is exactly the kind of trickery I'm paying you for.
Harry Shearer, who gives voice to Mr. Burns and other characters on The Simpsons, has tweeted he's leaving the show in a contract dispute. Fox has ordered two more seasons of the longest-running sitcom and scripted TV series and has reportedly reached agreements with the other performers. The latest twist in Deflategate should be known in a matter of hours. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The deadline is 5 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon, and everyone connected with this case does expect Tom Brady by that deadline to file his appeal. Brady will be represented by highly respected attorney Jeffrey Kessler. Kessler has previously represented a number of other NFL players, also facing suspensions. Once the appeal is officially filed, a process will begin for Brady's case to be heard. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The quarterback was suspended four games, and the New England Patriots were fined $1 million and stand to lose two draft picks. It's a boy for Kateri and Jay Schwant of Rockford, Michigan. Not surprising. The couple already has 12 sons. Number 13 born yesterday. 4 days past the due date, the parents were not told the child's sex ahead of time. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.